It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo. And actually, we're going to go to CCM Wellness Center, the new wellness center over in Montevideo, and visit with Scott Sikelski. Is that right, Scott?
You got it right.
Scott and I visited last week as we were broadcasting live from the brand new CCM Wellness Center there in Montevideo. And Scott, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself before we begin?
Oh, sure. So my name is Scott Sikelski. Like you mentioned, I'm the interim director. The director that we have, Leah Latola, who you interviewed maybe a month or so back, is on maternity leave. So they kind of knew this as the Wellness Center was going to be opening, that would be happening. I have a relationship with Brian Lovedahl, who's the CEO. He was the chief financial officer where I was a wellness director for 20 years at a hospital in western Wisconsin. And he and I worked together for about 9 years. And we worked on a brand new wellness center there, a brand new hospital, actually, they built there, and then a brand new wellness center. And we had a pre-existing wellness center, but built a brand new one. So he and I were very involved in that. So when he knew this project was coming up and Leah would be on maternity leave, obviously they needed someone here to get it started and to kind of get things rolling. And I've been through this a few times and agreed to do that. And I live a little bit away from here near St. Paul, Minnesota, but come here during the week every week. And it's been great so far, and it's been really fun to set it up.
Okay.
So I have a background of 20 years as a wellness director. I was also a head college cross-country coach for many years and high school coach and personal trainer, so a lot of experience with fitness-related things.
Well, welcome to Montevideo, Scott.
Yeah, I've liked it a lot so far. I've been here since about February. It's a really great town. I have an apartment here, and I do, you know, stay here some weekends like this weekend. It's been fun to explore it. Obviously, a little unique to explore it during a pandemic, but I've been able to still, you know, get outside and see some things, and it's a great area, great town.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, last week was the opening of the CCM Wellness Center, and as I told you last week, Scott, when I walked in the front door for the first time, I just stopped and looked around, and I said, wow.
Yeah.
It's an impressive place.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, when you know, we were just talking about planning this with Brian, and he and Leah, you know, had a lot to do with, obviously, with the help of architects to design this place. When he first sent me blueprints of this place, I was thinking, okay, how's that all going to fit in here? And it's an old grocery store. And you're exactly right. As I got to see it be kind of built in front of my eyes and to see the way it's turned out, it is, there is no better word than wow. And there's really something for everybody, and we'll go over that, I know. But there's a lot of different things in here, and I think people will be pleasantly surprised when they walk in at how nice of a facility this is and how much it's going to do for this community. I'm really pumped about that.
Right. Talk a little bit about, I noticed you didn't name it a fitness center, you named it a wellness center. What was the reason for that, Scott?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, fitness obviously is, you know, everybody has heard that term, you know, many, many times, and it can mean different things. Wellness is really, to me, all-encompassing. It's not just, you know, you're coming in, obviously you want to exercise to be healthier, but there's also wellness, you know, with your mind, with your stress levels, with all those different things. It's really a variety of things. So wellness will really offer, you know, as we'll talk about it later, you know, during this talk, is we're going to offer a lot of different things, even like, you know, cooking demonstration classes and just different things. So it goes beyond just jumping on a treadmill. It's, you know, what are you doing when you're not here that you're still staying well? So it's really a wellness center that's going to encompass more than just the fitness side of things. So that's why they chose to go with wellness, and I think that was a good decision because it can mean so many things.
Okay. Well, I'll just turn it over to you, Scott. Tell us a little bit about the wellness center, what you have to offer.
Sure, I will. So one thing that's important for people to know is we are 24/7 access. So that means you can get in here, you know, any time of the day, up to 2 in the morning, whenever you want to come in. We are staffed quite a bit, you know, to handle, you know, tours and memberships and orientations and personal training and things like that. We're staffed from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, Monday through Thursday, 7 in the morning till 5:30 on Fridays, and then 8 to noon both Saturday and Sunday. Right now we don't, and I'll get into this in a moment, we don't have the kids zone open, so Once that is open, we'll extend those weekend hours a little bit. But for right now, those are our staffed hours. But like I said, you can get in here anytime. Then as you walk in, you know, we have a reception area that they can handle, you know, your memberships or signing up for reserving the racquetball court, things like that. As you walk in, the first thing you'll see is obviously the big open room with lots of exercise equipment, of course. But there is a walking track that goes all the way around the perimeter of that exercise equipment. And that's actually a 4-inch thick, you know, actually legit track. It's not just rubber flooring. It's actual track, and 12 laps is a mile. So people could come in here and walk or run around that track. As you kind of move to your left, you'll come in and there's locker rooms. They kind of went beyond like your normal locker room feel. It's more of a spa-like feel. When you walk in, there's a seating area where you can sit and watch some TV before or after your workout. There is a sauna in each locker room. Unfortunately, right now with COVID, we can't use those, but soon we'll be able to. We provide towels, the showers. We provide the shampoo and the conditioner and the soap. There's lockers for daily use that just are combination locks. You make your own combination before you work out and after. So that's really nice. People don't have to remember to bring their, you know, or worry about losing their key for their lock or anything like that. They can just do their own code. Those are for daily use. Provide towels, everything like that. And then as you move out to the actual fitness center, we, of course, have a cardio area with treadmills and bikes and new steps and rowers and step mills and all sorts of different cardio equipment. And then right behind that is strength machines. We have 12 strength machines that will work basically every muscle group you could want to work. And those are, when I say machines, I mean there's just not free weights involved, so it's not dumbbells or putting plates on the machine. It's just an adjustment and use just a pin to put in for weight plates. And then as you move across the facility, you head into the free weight area, and we have several free weight areas. This area has basically every move you'd want to do as far as that goes, with dumbbells up to 100 pounds and a bench press and every kind of squat machine, calf raises, everything a person would want. And then as you move back, we do have a heavy weightlifting room for those that want to be a little bit, or they're a little bit more advanced and they want to do heavier lifting. There's a separate room for that. And then as you walk in, we have a half basketball court, which we will have, you know, some guidelines. Once, right now with COVID, basically you can still, you know, shoot baskets, but you can't really play 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 or anything like that. Eventually you'll be able to, and we'll have a schedule for when that's available. There's also a pickleball court in there. If you're not familiar with pickleball, that is much like tennis, but you play with a wooden paddle and with a wiffle ball, and that could be played indoors or outdoors. We have the indoor court. Eventually, the hope is on the back wall in that area, we will have a rock climbing wall. That has not happened yet, but that's something we're looking into. Then as you continue to walk out, and people out there are probably thinking, how does all this fit in here? But I promise you it does. As we get into the next area, there's a racquetball court. That is by reservation. We can also set that up to play what's called volleyball. So that's like volleyball, but you can hit it against the walls, just like you would in racquetball. So that'll be happening as soon as COVID will allow that. And then you go a little bit further. We have a group exercise studio. So that's where, like, yoga, Zumba, things like that, that'll take place. And something very unique that we have that I honestly hadn't seen until I came here was we have something called fitness on demand. So we'll have some instructors that are live instructors like myself teaching, like, a spin class or yoga or something like that, but we're also going to have virtual classes where you can pick from over 2,000 videos, pick it on this little kiosk that we have outside the door. You hit play and it plays on the TV inside the fitness studio. And I've already seen in the last week lots of people utilizing that. Well, they'll pick a class, they'll go in there with like two or three people, you know, and socially distance, and do a class that's virtual that's led by someone on a screen. So it's really, really cool. So all of that stuff that I've mentioned already is 24/7 access. And then we have an area that's only open during staffed hours. One of those things is our kids zone, and that's a 2,000 square foot playground, indoor playground for kids. As you can imagine, in the winter, you know, it can be tough to find things for your kids to do. This is where parents will actually have to supervise their kids in this area. It's not open yet. As soon as we're allowed to, we will open that. And that's going to be great. That is one thing they did fundraise for here. Everything else, you know, was through the hospital, but this was actually fundraised. They raised, I think, $159,000 in like 3 weeks, which is pretty amazing, with the community and the help of employees. And then in that same space as a community area, where people can, you know, chill out after a workout, or they could eventually rent this space for birthday parties or meetings and things like that. And there's a conference room back there as well that the hospital used for meetings, but outside people can reserve it for meetings as well. And then we have a couple areas that are still to come and about to be built. I mentioned it earlier. We have a demonstration kitchen, and that'll be more for, it's not going to be, you know, classes for like couples go learn how to cook. It's going to be more for, you know, if you have families with food insecurities or just don't know how to prepare food for their children, things like that, they'll learn how to do that, and or diabetes awareness or things like that. And then back there too, we still have a little area where we're going to have some healthy vending machines, and that'll be healthy drinks, healthy snacks, and things like that. One more thing that we will have as soon as, again, COVID allows, is we have a drop-off childcare area. Now, that is separate from the kids zone. That is an area where we will have someone, it's not a licensed daycare, but we'll have someone that'll play with your child while you work out. So you'll get 70 minutes to work out. We don't feed them or change them or discipline them. We basically have a pager system where we just get a hold of you, and you have to be there within 3 minutes to come and help if we need it. But otherwise, we'll supervise them while you get a workout in. So that's still to come. So hopefully you got all that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff here. And the main key is what they try to do is there's something for every age group and for every fitness level. And I think they kind of, they nailed it.
Yep.
They didn't kind of nail it. They nailed it.
They nailed it. That's right, Scott. I tell you what, when I was there last week, I did notice different age groups from young teenagers to senior citizens. That's what I enjoyed about being in there, just looking at all the different age groups there.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes this place so great. And, you know, I sound like a little bit of a broken record, but it is. It's like there's something that everyone can do. And there's so much variety that, let's say, you do something and you're getting a little tired of it, you can always try something else, and there's that something else there to try.
Right.
And you're right. I saw, you know, high school kids, I mean, even younger than that, and kids with their families, all the way up to people that are 80. And even see that right now as I look out on the fitness floor, that it's just a variety of people because there's something to do for each person. So that's really, really cool to see. And that was the goal. And again, getting back to wellness, that's kind of where it's all encompassing. And you should do it your entire life, not just when you're young or just when you're sick or just when you need it. If you do it all the time, hopefully you don't, you know, need, you know, the rest of the hospital and those things because you've been healthy your whole life.
Right. We just have a few minutes left here, Scott. Why don't you tell our listeners, I'm sure they're wondering, what are the membership options and the rates at CCM sure. Wellness Center?
Sure, yep. So I'll go over those real quick. So there's really two different ways you can do your membership. We don't have any sort of a contract. So if you want to just do month-to-month where you pay where it comes out of a savings or checking account, you can do that. We just need a 30-day notice that you want to stop being a member. What that entails is an individual membership, for example, is $45. And this is for someone under the age of 65. If they're $45 a month, plus in order to gain access, you do have to pay $10 for an access fob. That's just a one-time fee. How it works is people will pay for their first month and that fob up front. So when you come in to join, you'll pay for your first month. And then going forward, it'll come out of a savings or checking account monthly until you tell us to stop it. You could also pay for an entire year, and you get a little bit of a break. So for an individual under 65, that'd be $500. You pay for the whole year. Then there's a little bit of a break per month. Couple membership is $70 for a couple, and it just needs to be members of the same household. So it could be, you know, a married couple, or it could be a mom and a kid who's in high school. There's a lot of different ways you can make that a couple. Can be a boyfriend and girlfriend as long as they're living in the same household. That's $70 a month or $800 for the whole year. Family memberships, those are $80 a month, and that can be anywhere from three people up to as many kids as you might have several kids that are doing the kids zone and two kids that can work out, and there's some, it might be five kids on it. And that price doesn't go up. It's $80 regardless of how many people you have. A year for that is $920. One thing I should mention, too, is a lot of insurances do incentive programs where you can earn $20 back. So what we can do is, if you are eligible for that, we submit it at the end of the month to the insured, and actually it's to a middle person that we kind of send it to, and they send it to the insurance. But you can get $20 back at the end of the month, so that can make it more affordable, too. We do have senior memberships. Those are $30 a month, and then through that's $320 for a whole year. and it's a little bit of a reduced rate, and it ends up being like $26 a month. And then we have senior couple is $45. Yearly for that is $500. And then we have a student membership that's $30 as well. So it's much like a senior membership. We do have day passes, $10 per day if people want to just come in and check it out and make sure that they like it first. And with the kids zone, we have passes for that as well. If you don't want to do a family membership, maybe you want to do an individual and buy a punch card for that or do it for time, you can do that too. And we do have a financial assistance program. So if someone is in need of that, there's some paperwork they can fill out, and if they're eligible, we can give them up to a certain percentage off of a membership to help them be able to come in here too.
All right, Scott. Wow, a lot of stuff going on there at CCM Wellness Center. I tell you what, your CEO, Brian Lovedahl, and his team you did a great job of putting that together, and it's just an awesome place, great benefit to the community. I guess what I noticed when I was there last week was people from other towns were there. I mean, they drive 20, 30 miles to become a member of the Wellness Center, right?
Yeah, and you'll see that. And again, I think it's because there's so much here that you can do, so it's worth the drive. It's not like there's just one limited thing you can come do, like just a class or just work out. You can do a variety of things. And we had people, and I'm not as familiar with this area as you are, but like I know there was a group that came from Dawson yesterday. I thought someone told me that's a pretty good decent amount away. But we expected to see that because it is such a nice facility. And I think for me, too, personally, like it's worth it, easily worth it to drive 20, 30 minutes to a facility that I really want to work out in.
Okay.
And you said that the people that put this together, Brian and Leah and others involved, and our marketing person, Wes, and all the people that were involved in this really did an outstanding job. This place is, I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen a lot of facilities like this. This is one of the nicest places that I've ever been associated with, for sure. And I think people that come in here, it doesn't take long for them to realize that.
Okay.
So it's super fun to see it, and I'm excited for people to come in. It's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to see pictures, but I think when you get in here, you'll be even more impressed.
All right. That's just
a prediction.
If someone's listening and they want a tour, or they want to become a member or work out for a day, how can they contact you, Scott?
Yep, so they can call here. It's 320-321-7900. They can also go to our website, ccmhealthmn.com, and all the details will be on there too. And you can sign up for individual memberships online. Couples and families do need to stop in because there's just some things we need to do to tie memberships together, but individuals could do it online. But as far as tours, really just stopping in during staffed hours is fine. We have several people here, you know, ready to show you around, and we really prefer that you have a tour, you know, before you start working out, just so you know everything that it entails, and so we can go over, you know, the COVID regulations and things like that as well. So you have called that 320-321-7900. We can help you out.
All right, Scott, thanks for filling us in again on the new CCM Wellness Center over there in Montevideo. You're doing a great job. And Paxton, the other fitness trainer, was going to be my personal trainer, so I better get going on that.
Awesome. And I'm sure he's looking forward to that. And we just hired someone else who started yesterday, too. So
we're
starting to build that staff. And thanks for all you do and for helping us out with this.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Yep, have a great day.
That's Scott Sikelski, the Interim Wellness Center Director over there at CCM Wellness Center. It's located right along Highway 7 in Montevideo. Make sure you go and check it out. That's for sure. It's a great place. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.